This is BBC Radio 4. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Wednesday, the 25th of June. The general synopsis at 18000. A new low expected just west of Bailey, 988 by 18000 on Wednesday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Sierra, northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, showers, good. South at Sierra, northwesterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, showers, moderate, becoming slight later. East 40s, northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, showers, good. West 40s, Cromarty, variable 2 to 4, becoming southerly 3 to 5 later, fair, good. Fourth, Tyne, Dogger. West backing south or southeast 3 to 5, showers, good. Fisher, northwest 3 to 5, backing southwest 2 to 4 later, showers, good. German Bite, west 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, showers, good. Humber, west backing southeast 3 to 5, showers, good. Thames, Dover, southwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, fair, then fog patches, thundery rain later, good, becoming moderate, occasionally very poor. White, Portland, Plymouth, variable 2 to 4, becoming west 3 to 5 later, fog patches, thundery showers later, moderate, occasionally very poor. Biscay, cyclonic becoming west 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, thundery rain, good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar, northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in southeast, showers, good. Southeast Fitzroy, cyclonic becoming southwesterly 4 to 6, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Northwest Fitzroy, Sole, variable 2 to 4, becoming westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasional rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time, showers, fog patches, moderate, occasionally very poor. Shannon, west or southwest 2 to 4, increasing 5 or 6, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, south or southwest, increasing 5 to 7, showers, rain for a time, good, occasionally poor. Malin, Hebrides, south or southwest 4, increasing 5 to 7 later, showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Bailey, variable 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later, showers, then occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, variable 2 to 4, becoming south or southeast 4 to 6, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, easterly 5 to 7, occasional rain, moderate or poor, occasionally good. Now, weather reports from coastal stations for 23000. Tyree Automatic, west southwest 3, 9 miles, 1006, now falling. Stornoway, southwest 3, more than 38 miles, 1004, rising slowly. Lerwick, northwest by west 2, 19 miles, 1002, rising. Wick Automatic, northwest 1, 9 miles, 1004, rising. Aberdeen, northeast 2, 14 miles, 1005, rising. Lucas, west by south 2, 24 miles, 1005, rising more slowly. Boomer, west southwest 2, 35 miles, 1008, rising slowly. Bridlington, west by south 3, 1007, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic. Southwest by west 6, 2 miles, 1012. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic. West 4, 200 metres, 1013. St. Catherine's Point Automatic. West Northwest 3, 1013, falling more slowly. Jersey, Northwest by West 3, 15 miles, 1015, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic. West 3, 2 miles, 1014. Scilly Automatic. West 3, 8 miles, 1013, falling slowly. Milford Haven, southwest by west 3, recent drizzle, 2 miles, 1012, falling slowly. Aberporth, southwest 5, 24 miles, 1011, rising slowly. Valley, southwest 4, slight rain, 2 miles, 1009, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, southwest 5, drizzle, 3 miles, 1009, rising slowly. Valencia, southwest 2, 9 miles, 1011, now falling. Ronald's Way, southwest by south 1, 22 miles, 1008, rising slowly. Malin Head, west southwest 3, recent drizzle, 19 miles, 1007, rising slowly. Macrihenish Automatic. West southwest 3, drizzle, 2 miles, 1007, rising slowly. And finally, here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, light westerly or southwesterly winds over the United Kingdom on Wednesday. Winds becoming occasionally strong over some waters by Thursday. Fog may be a hazard across far southern waters for a time. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southeast 3 to 5 later. Showers then fair, good, occasionally moderate later. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. West backing south 2 to 4, then backing southeast 3 to 5 later. Showers then fair, good, occasionally moderate later. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. West backing south or southeast 2 to 4, increasing 5 for a time. Showers for a time, good, occasionally moderate later. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. West backing south or southeast 2 to 4, increasing 5 for a time. Showers, thundery later, good, occasionally moderate later. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, mainly fair, thundery showers later, good, occasionally poor. North Foreland to Selsey Bell. Southwesterly 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, fog patches, thundery showers later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Selsey Bell to Lyme Regis. West becoming variable for a time, 2 to 4, fog patches, thundery showers later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Southwest becoming variable for a time, 2 to 4, fog patches, drizzle for a time, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Southwest 3 to 5, decreasing 2 for a time, fog patches, drizzle for a time, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Southwest 3 to 5, decreasing 2 for a time, fog patches for a time, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Variable 2 to 4, becoming south 3 to 5 later, mainly fair, occasional rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man, variable 3 or less, becoming south or southwest 3 to 5 later, mainly fair, mainly good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. South or southwest 2 to 4, increasing 5 for a time. Showers, occasional rain later. Good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly or southwesterly 2 to 4. Showers, occasional rain later. Good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southwest, becoming variable 2 to 4. Showers, good, occasionally moderate later. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southwest 2 to 4, backing south or southeast 4 to 6 later. Showers, occasional rain later. Good, occasionally moderate later. Shetland Isles, variable, becoming south 2 to 4, then backing southeast 4 to 5 later. Occasional rain or drizzle, becoming mainly fair. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. And that completes tonight's Shipping Bulletin.
It's midnight GMT. This is Andrew Peach with Business Matters from the BBC World Service. Today we're live in Washington and Singapore. The head of NATO says defence spending is up by $1 trillion over a decade, and that's down to Donald Trump. As leaders gather in the Netherlands, I'll be talking to a former US ambassador to NATO.
Donald Trump has made threats about whether the US would really support NATO if NATO allies are not doing enough for their own security. And European allies have responded to that.
Also on the way, the cost of living is front of mind as New Yorkers choose their Democratic nominee for mayor, how lab-grown meat's on the menu in Australia, and the billionaire Jeff Bezos is forced to move his A-list wedding away from Venice city centre after protests. Those stories coming up after the latest BBC World News.
Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. Israel's Prime Minister says the country has secured an historic victory after 12 days of war with Iran. Benjamin Netanyahu's address to Israelis followed the start of a fragile ceasefire between the two foes, which appears to be holding despite some military hostilities earlier on Tuesday. Ione Wells has more.
He said that Israel has removed, in his words, two immediate existential threats, a nuclear threat and a ballistic missile threat, claiming that if Israel hadn't attacked Iran initially, Israel would soon be facing the danger of annihilation. He's clearly sounding triumphant in this statement. He's also thanking Donald Trump for the US's involvement, particularly in the US's strikes on those three key nuclear sites in Israel. Now, what is interesting, though, is we still don't know much at all about the terms of this ceasefire that has been agreed.
In Iran, President Masoud Pezeshkian announced the end of the 12-day war by hailing what he called the heroic resistance of the nation in the face of Israel's adventurism and provocation. He said Israel had started the war and Iran had ended it successfully. UNICEF has sharply criticised the system for distribution of food aid in Gaza by the Israel and US-backed Gaza Humanitarian Foundation. The UNICEF spokesman, James Elder, who's just visited the territory, said depriving a population of food and then forcing them to go to a combat zone to receive aid was ludicrous. Mr. Elder warned that children were beginning to die of thirst.
We are now looking at a man-made drought. If fuel, which supplies and distributes water across the Gaza Strip, is not allowed in, then we start to see children dying of thirst. And we're talking about a couple of weeks. Fuel has not been allowed in for 100 days. This is not logistical. This is political. This is entirely man-made and it's fixed very quickly.
He was speaking to the BBC after Israeli troops were reported